Sickandtiredpodcast.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Joining us, phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email at drasa.com. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Georgia tops U.S. in the seasonal flu activity. The flu season is here if you haven't already figured it out. Clinics all over the nation really are being full of people catching the flu. And earlier, a couple of months ago, everybody's running in to get their flu shots. Well, it's here, and so far, Georgia is a state that's been hit the hardest by the influenza virus, according to the CDC. Of course, they are in Atlanta, Georgia. Kind of interesting. Georgia's reporting the highest levels of influenza-like activity. Ann Schmidt, MD, which is the director of the CDC, National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases, said in a news conference, it gets a 10 of 10 and is leading the country in terms of what we will be seeing coming around the corner. The flu, largely influenza type B, has been reported through Georgia and has been seen mainly in school-aged children, she says. In the U.S., flu season usually begins in the fall and runs through early spring. It peaks anywhere from late November through early March. And we know the flu season has started here in Georgia, she said, and there has been sporadic reporting of influenza-like viruses throughout the country, including the southeast region of the United States and some of the western states, she said, places that don't have as much flu as Georgia will. And interestingly enough, if you think about it, the flu season, I mean, I talk about immunizations a lot, and people always say, well, what's your opinion on that? There's pros and cons for both. So I'm really not the big, huge advocate either way. I mean, it's a personal decision. It really is for your kids and for yourself because it does provide certain benefits, but there's also some costs. I mean, a lot of people do get sick after they get it, and some people do fine, and it really does protect them through the flu season. So it's a personal decision when it comes to that. But I will tell you this, regardless of what you decide to do with immunizations and flu and all that, the medicine Tamiflu, which is prescribed and it's used and people get the flu-like symptoms and it can really help you feel better. Of course, it's not natural, of course, but it when you're feeling miserable with the flu, it's an option that your doctor can give you. But the typical signs of that, when you start feeling the symptoms, if you know that it's coming up around the corner, you know, you start feeling achy and almost like you're, feel like issues, like your hair standing on end and you just feel tired and weak and all that kind of stuff. Got a fever. If you'll go to your doctor, the Tamiflu has to be taken about 48 hours from the time you start feeling the symptoms. So it's important that you jump on that really quickly and don't just feel like you're going to lay around and wait it out because that stuff can really help. Now, high amounts of vitamin D are really important. So you want to talk about prevention for the flu. They've done some research recently. I know I talk about vitamin D as much as I do cod liver oil, I think, but it's just everything I read and everything that that's been seen in clinical practice. I mean, it's from the natural side of things. Vitamin D is just unbelievable. It's almost like one of the most, it's almost as essential as a multivitamin where you get a little bit of everything that you need. But the vitamin D, what we found and what they've seen in research is that higher amounts of that for adults, say, for example, 10,000 units a day and for, or 5,000 a day for more of a maintenance dose, is will increase your numbers to about 70 to 90 on a blood test, and if you'll keep them at that numbers, at those numbers, then the body creates, the immune system builds up so high that it will literally start killing off viruses and bacteria. So it's very hard to get sick with your immune system at that level, and vitamin D really does play that kind of role. So it's one of those things where I always suggest that people get a blood test done in October, say September, October, when the flu season starts to kick in, see what your vitamin D levels are. Then work with your doctor and get your vitamin D levels up to a higher number between 70 or 90, whatever they give you for the vitamin D, and then get a blood test done 3 months later, then get it done 3 months after that. If you keep your numbers of vitamin D as you're going through the flu season and keep everything where it needs to be and giving yourself the best chance to stay healthy during that time. But it's pretty incredible the new research they have out right now on flu and influenza and additional things you can do to kind of keep your immune system boosted and to keep it strong. 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Tony. Hi, Tony. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asa. Appreciate you taking my call.
You got it, man. How can I help?
Hey, a few months back, I started noticing just a few like little brown spots, like kind of on my lower, kind of near my hip. And okay. I mentioned it to my doctor and all. He said they were pretty much benign and everything like that. And I've been on blood pressure medicine for probably about 5 years or so. And probably a year or so ago, he switched me to like 2 pills a day.
Uh-huh.
And so, but anyway, so he mentioned those spots, those brown spots were just kind of benign and everything. And probably about 5 or so months ago or sometime in the summer, I started noticing one of my testicles would start kind of getting like a burning sensation.
Right.
And so I've actually scheduled an appointment. I'm going to be going in this week to see the doctor again just for follow-up because my blood pressure medicine, I have to go in and see him every 6 months anyway. And so I need more kind of running low on the meds there. But I was just calling to see kind of those brown spots have somewhat, they've kind of spread throughout my chest. They're not like everywhere, but it's like itty-bitty ones are popping up, and it's like I'm getting a few more moles in different places that I'm not familiar with. And I'm 46 years old, African-American,
mm-hmm.
So I was just kind of get your take on it.
Well, let's talk about the burning sensation. So the burning sensation, is it constant or it just comes and goes? It's random.
You know, I did your anti-inflammatory diet. I mm-hmm. kind of did it probably 6 to 8 weeks kind of before Thanksgiving, and it kind of just totally died out. But since then, I still kind of do it, but I haven't been quite as faithful, and so the burning has kind of come back. And it's not a constant thing. It's kind of hit and miss. If I eat, let's say, potato chips, or it seems like maybe something salty, and sometimes it seemed like in the summer, it was associated with me eating a lot of sweets, like drinking pop or something like that. And so
right.
That's kind of why, at first, I didn't know what was happening, but then I kind of noticed, hey, I just ate this, and now I'm getting this feeling. So there was some kind of connection, but it's like, I wasn't sure, but I tried your anti-inflammatory diet, and it seemed to have died out, but,
yeah.
I haven't quite totally lived by it. So.
Well, I'll tell you what, my thought is this, that for whatever reason, it could be potential food allergy in your body that's causing that reaction. And stranger things have definitely happened. I mean, if you ate that certain way and you eliminated a lot of the foods that create inflammation and it did go away, I would get back on it and be really strict for 4 weeks, and see if the sensation goes away. Vitamin B6 is really good in this kind of situation, and also cod liver oil. Keep that 2 tablespoons a day, which would be good for lowering inflammation in the body and giving you plenty of omega-3s. See how that works, and then let me know after that, and then we'll go from there. But still see your doc on that. It's a smart thing to do.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Good day, Peter Kratchnobel from Midas Resources. Today's December 11th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1714.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1756.54, 878.27 for a half ounce, or 439.14 for a quarter ounce. 1756.54, 878.27, and 439.14.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Lines are open this hour. Check us out. Make sure to check us out also Facebook and Twitter. If you're not on a fan on the Facebook page, get on there. What are you waiting on? Jump in so we can be a part of everything going on in your world, and you can stay up to date of everything going on the show. New television show coming up around the corner. We'll keep you posted on that as well. Facebook question from Ken. Dr. Asa, I've passed 3 kidney stones of over the last 6 months. What can I do to stop this? Well, very painful, Ken, no doubt about it. And with kidney stones, you've got to look at the basis behind them. Now, they're made from, typically, there's different versions, but typically kidney stones are made from calcium oxalate. And so you've got calcium and oxalic acid. Well, the challenge is that genetically, remember, we get sick 3 different ways. We've got nutritional deficiencies, number 1, toxicity, number 2, and genetics, number 3. There is an issue with some people where they don't break down oxalic acid. Oxalic acid is found in most of the dark leafy green vegetables. And the oxalic acid, if it doesn't break down, then it can form and bind with calcium to make calcium oxalate. And, of course, there's your stone right there. Well, most people have plenty of calcium. We always think, oh, I need to take a calcium supplement. That's really old school, big time. It's not that you don't have enough calcium. It's that you don't have enough vitamin D. Vitamin D is what pulls and utilizes the calcium that we do have in our body. So, for example, it's kind of like iron and ferritin. You can have plenty of iron in the blood, but yet if your ferritin's low, ferritin's like the storage tank for iron. It's what helps your body utilize and absorb the iron. So most people have a lot of people have low iron, but they have low ferritin. And you have good iron and low ferritin, you're still not going to be able to function that well. Well, the same is true. Plenty of calcium, not enough vitamin D, can't use your calcium. Calcium has to go somewhere. Calcium goes and hangs out within the kidneys because it's a natural part of that process, and it binds with the oxalic acid. You got calcium oxalate stones, and you got pain when you pee. My goodness, that's enough right there to make me want to hang things up because it's painful, Ken. I get it. It really is. And so just think about it. You can't really have, obviously, with you, I would get your vitamin D levels checked. And also steer clear of the kale and the spinach, the real mustard greens, the dark leafy greens, just stay off of those. And you can have other green vegetables like green beans and asparagus and broccoli. That's fine. But the dark, dark leafy greens you want to stay off of because your body's not breaking down the oxalic acid very well. And that's what's causing a lot of the pain when the kidney stones are forming. So I hope that helps, Ken. And again, don't feel restricted in things you eat. Think about it as my body just doesn't break this down as well. But also, if you get the vitamin D up, it will handle that calcium better. And that might be another angle that you wouldn't have to worry about. 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Carol. Hi, Carol. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate your good words about gray hair earlier. I'm 62 years old.
That's right.
Obviously female. And I have been overweight for quite a while, and a couple of years ago was diagnosed as an early diabetic. Just started showing up in my blood work. And last January, I just kind of got on the stick and got busy and started a good, well-balanced diet and exercise and have lost 100 pounds in the last year.
Wow, that's great.
I know. I think it's wonderful. I have 21 to go, and my blood sugar is perfect. I'm not one to believe you can be over diabetes. Maybe you could pin back to it again. So, but they said if you can say I'm cured of it, that I am. But my numbers are great. All my numbers are great. And they even took me off my blood pressure medicine, which I've been taking for years. Now, my question comes in. My blood work is good on everything. Everything's in the range with the exception of my LDL, which right now is at 130, but it is going down. All my blood work over the last, I go in every 6 months, and it's going very nicely down. And my doctor wants to put me on cholesterol-lowering medicine, and I am just sick, and I keep reading about it, and I'm not so sure I want to do it, and I keep digging my heels in, and what do you think?
How hard is your physician pushing for it?
Not very hard.
Not very hard. What are the numbers?
No.
Do you have them off the top of your head? Cholesterol.
Which number?
Cholesterol.
Cholesterol is 190.
That total or the bad cholesterol?
Which is the bad? The bad.
The LDL is the bad. The HDL is the good.
LDL is 130 right now. But
okay.
Like I said, it's come down consistently. Like 6 months ago, it was 146.
Right.
So, well, I mean, it's working down as I've been losing weight and exercising and eating right. You know, I just wonder, once I get on it, will she ever take me off of it?
They would. I mean, she would. I don't think any doctor would want to keep you on something forever like that. If they, especially with someone like yourself that is working so hard, and she's seen you. Some doctors, and I think this is a little bit, it's got some validity to it. Some doctors, if you can show them that you're working hard by losing weight, eating well, they'll pull you off the medicine. See, a lot of docs will keep you on medicine because they can't trust you to go home and change all your lifestyle. You see what I mean? It's one of those things where it's their own protection of themselves, too, in being a good member. Above all else, do no harm. As part of the creed and the oath that a physician takes. And so the doctor doesn't want to do anything that would harm you, even with yourself harming you, because you don't have enough willpower to make changes. And there's a lot of people in that position. You're not one of them. You're the one that's willing to make the change, that you want to get well, and you're not going to take no for an answer, and you're going to go work hard and make it happen. So with your LDLs being at 130, I mean, that's reasonable. I think it warrants you having a conversation with your doctor and saying, hey, give me just a little bit longer, because you're on the right path. Let's do this. When we come out of this break, I'm going to give you a couple of things to think about when it comes to high cholesterol to get you down that path more from a natural side of things. You've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief from my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gaiter, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gaiter provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gaiter is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gaiter on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gaiter can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gaiter, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgaiter.com, the 60-second pain relief.
Going to the break. We're talking with Carol, and Carol, I think, is just an absolute superstar. She's lost 100 pounds, got a little bit more to go, and now she's working with her doctor, and her cholesterol, the bad cholesterol, well, total number is at 190. Bad cholesterol, the LDLs, low-density lipoproteins, those are down around 130. So the doctor's kind of going back and forth with her about getting on some cholesterol medication. And I was just, I'm kind of with you, Carol. It's really in that range where you've already kind of proven yourself, I think. I mean, just from my opinion, if you were in
that's my opinion too.
in any of our PLP offices, if you were in there, guaranteed that would be the mindset. And many physician friends of mine, I think, would be the mindset of them as well, because really they only put you on medicine like that to protect you from you. And you know, now you're kind of, you broke the mold, and you're kind of one of the ones that's really taking responsibility for your own health and your own life. So in the natural realm of things, what works really well, you've kind of gotten it down. It's 130. You want to get it down under 100. That's your goal. Okay. And so red yeast rice, have you done any supplements along with this?
Which I haven't done is I'm going to start taking some krill oil.
Okay.
Which I have ordered.
Right.
And that's the only thing that my research has kind of led me to, but that's it.
Okay. Red yeast rice is very good. That's where they did the research for statin drugs. They did that around red yeast rice because it works so well. So red yeast rice is very good. Also, NADH. NADH is a natural or is an activated version of niacin. It doesn't cause the flushing. And the NADH works great along with the red yeast rice. So both of those are fantastic for helping with cholesterol. Now, eggs, are you eating eggs every day?
Not every day.
Okay.
Probably two a week, probably.
All right. Try to eat two eggs every single day.
Really?
Really. Eggs are the top cholesterol-lowering food that we have. The egg yolk itself has two components, lecithin and choline. Both of those components, one's a fat emulsifier, the other one's a transporter, and it helps get rid of the cholesterol out of the body. It is amazing. Because a lot of people think eggs, your cholesterol is going to go up, but eggs will lower your cholesterol, actually. So, I mean, depending on, with you dropping the weight, don't think about fat. The little fat that's in there is not going to make you fat. It's actually going to help you even drop more weight and help get everything balanced. So those are some things that will really help. But yeah, I think it's worth a conversation with your physician and just let them know, hey, show them your game plan. Docs always want to know you have a game plan. If you can show them a game plan, they're going to be more apt to stand by your side while you're going through this. Because at the end of the day, they can always put you on the medicine. So if you're working hard and you've got a game plan and you're going to try this for 8 weeks or 4 weeks or whatever, and they know you're working hard, then they're going to stand with you in it. So that's my thought to you. And I talk a lot about that in my book, Empowering Your Health. You might want to pick a copy of that up and follow the anti-inflammatory diet because it's got some great keys in it. I think that can really help. But the big thing is keep trucking, girl. Keep doing what you're doing. I mean, you are young, 62 years young, and you dropped all that weight. You've only got a little bit more to go. I'm so proud of you. Seriously, that is such a great deal. And your health is your greatest wealth. I talk about that a lot. But for all the people around you, your friends, your family members, your coworkers, your loved ones, people in your life, you losing that weight is not just for you. It's for everybody else, too, because now they're going to have a healthier Carol around them. And I'm just excited for you because you've made some huge strides. I wish I could get everybody to that's in your situation to do that. It's a matter of the want to. I always talk about that's the one that the biggest key is the want to. You got to fix the want to in somebody before anything else can be corrected or before anything else can work. You fix the want to, everything else will fall underneath that. But you stay in touch and keep me posted on how things are going with that. Let's go now to Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca.
Dr. Asa.
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to talk to you about my daughter who injured her shoulder.
Okay.
I think it's been 3 years or maybe a little bit longer, and she was having a lot of pain with it, and she even had to take a leave of absence from her job, and she had to end up quitting her job, and it's still going on. She started out going to a physical therapy, and she didn't really have a lot of relief, anything from that.
Right.
And I kind of talked her into going to a chiropractor, which she...
Uh-huh.
And when she first injured it, she did get x-rays done. And they didn't find anything. They told her it was muscular.
Where does it hurt, Rebecca? Where's the pain on her shoulder?
She's saying it's in her shoulder.
But where? Is it on the front part, the side,
I think it's
the
on
back?
The back, but I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. And did she injure it? That's okay.
Huh?
Did she fall? What caused it to hurt?
No, she actually... she was having her kids, have the pictures taken, and the little two-year-old tried to jump off the table, and she, saved him from jumping off the table, and then that's how she injured it.
I see.
Okay. So I assume she probably pulled something, or I don't know.
Yeah, she could have. She could have torn
her. But now her right arm is going numb all the way down to the hand. It's been doing that for 2 weeks now.
All right. Well, let me get something straight here. So she's been working with a chiropractic physician for 10 months, and they've been working on the shoulder? And the neck, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the nerves come out of the neck, and they go into the shoulder, and they go into the hand. So now she's getting to the point where she's getting numbness in the hands.
Mm-hmm. And her chiropractor said he couldn't really do anything about that.
Have they done an MRI?
I don't believe so. And she said she's going to the doctor Friday.
Okay.
So
when she goes to the doctor.
I wasn't too sure about the doctor thing. But
that's okay. Have her go to her primary care. And which I'm assuming.
Going.
Yeah, that's where she's going. Okay. And when she gets there, it's okay to suggest. When she gets there, have her ask, can I get an MRI? I really like to have an MRI of my neck because that's where it's all coming from, neck and shoulder. Because the nerves come out of the neck, and for whatever the chiropractic physician was doing, if he's been working on it that long, that's a long time before something's not responding. And for it to be getting worse, that concerns me that there might be something going on with her disc, or she just needs to have it looked at. I mean, the MRI is going to help out a lot. B6 can help if she's getting that neuropathy, kind of numbness and tingling going down in the arms. Sometimes a B6 deficiency can cause that, and that's actually fairly common. So has she had any blood work done recently, just a, kind of a full panel blood work? Has she had that done?
She's going to get that done. Well, I was just concerned about the doctor thing, because I know they start with the prescribing the drugs and all that stuff that I'm not in favor of.
Well, I don't think, not all doctors will do that. She goes in and says she wants an MRI. Just, hey, because, I mean, again, the doctors are there to help when you don't really know what's going on, because that's what they're trained for. But it's okay for her to go in there and say, kind of be her own advocate and say, this is what I would like done. Let's take a look at it and see what the doctor says. I don't think that's going to be a problem at all to do that. I mean, if they say, well, let's give you this anti-inflammatory and this painkiller, she can, you know, it's okay for her to say, let's hold on that right now. Let's, and it's almost like she can act like the doctor and say, well, let's see what the MRI says first. I mean, they're just going to offer that to her to give her some relief. And again, that's their job. Is they want to help. They're only doing it to help, not because they're trying to hurt her or anything else. So white willow bark works really good if she's trying to get some relief. It's natural. You can get it at a healthy store. It works great. And then keep her omega-3 fats up. But if she did tear something, or I mean, it just depends. Is she having a hard time moving it?
I really don't. I know too much.
Don't know all the details.
She didn't really talk about it a whole lot until she starts having a lot of problems with it, like right now.
I got
the numbness and stuff. So.
Well, the B6 will help, and then the omega-3 fats, like the cod liver oil, that will help symptomatically. But I think the MRI will be a good test to have done to get some results and see exactly what's going on. And then you can go from there. I don't think... I mean, physical therapy and chiropractic, those are both great fields. She may end up needing to go back, depending on what they find. But, you know, again, it's the lower part of the neck that the nerves come out and go down into the shoulders and into the arms. And she just needs to make sure that all those areas are functioning well, and there's nothing restrictive, there's no inflammation of the disc, and there's nothing in there that could be, you know, hindering that. So I think the tests are good. Just tell her to be proactive. And now she talks to her doctor. Very respectful, but very proactive, and it's okay to ask them for tests. I'd like a lot of blood work done. I'd like to get an MRI. Would that be okay with you? And of course, they're going to probably look at it like, wow, you've really been doing your homework. And trust me, as a you know, when you're working with patients in any capacity, it's always great for them to be educated and to kind of play a role in the conversation process. So they'll be very responsive. I think you'd be surprised as that, but I wouldn't get discouraged. I think going to see her family physician, I think it's probably the best choice out of anything, because they're only going to be able to be her head coach and guide her through the whole process. But keep me posted. If you want to, you can shoot me an email at drasa.com or call me back here on the show, or if she wants to call me, we can have a little chat about it and figure things out as best we can. 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? We want to talk about it. If it's diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, all these kind of issues. We're going to talk about gallbladder, some eczema, high blood pressure when we come out of this commercial break. So if you're struggling with anything like that, you better stay tuned. We've got some answers for your questions when we come back.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community, that's you, empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. You looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now. 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We'll be right back.
Friend Dr. Asa now on Facebook. Log on to DrAsa.com and click the Facebook link. This is Dr. Asa on call. 1-888-283-7272.
Phone lines are open this hour. Your health really is your greatest wealth right here. So whatever you're struggling with, we want to talk about it. Your health challenge is our number one concern. We want to walk you through it each and every day right here on the show. If you haven't joined up with our weekly email newsletter, check us out. Send it out every single week. Also, recipe of the week will fire out to you as well. Good stuff. All right, we're going to go to Tim right now. Hi, Tim. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk with you, my man. What's up?
Yeah, well, what motivated my call was I heard your show. I can't even get my days straight here. I've been 5 days in the hospital with my wife.
Oh, wow.
And you had a woman talking about her daughter being in the hospital with a gallbladder they were ready to remove. They wanted to do a cleansing, and it sounded like it was a little too late
right.
to be doing that. But
right.
the reason I bring up the gallbladder is my wife is in here, and it's really about her lap band procedure she had done a couple years ago, and has been quite successful with, you know, probably 70 pounds of weight loss. But the last 2 weeks, she had complications, obviously, vomiting and nausea, cramping, and had to go in and have it totally reduced, the lap band. And then it didn't resolve her symptoms. I had to take her into the emergency room, and they've done, you know, the CAT scans and this and that. And she finally just got out of surgery. And the good news is, you know, the gallbladder on the CAT scan I had heard was grainy, no gallstones presented, but I thought that might be causing some of her symptoms. Well, getting right back to the lap band, it turns out it slipped from the original position at the esophagus and stomach all the way down to the distal end of the stomach. The surgeon had never seen a slippage quite that severe.
Right.
And my question to you is, is there any supplementation, post-surgery now? And also, what would your recommendation be for filling this lap band, in your professional opinion?
Well, let's start with the gallbladder for a second. Now, are you asking me, when a gallbladder is removed, what kind of supplements do you take to stabilize the function that it used to have? Is that kind of what you're saying?
No, I'm just asking you on the gallbladder. There was nothing. The gallbladder wasn't touched. I thought they may have to, but it was all limited to the lap band itself, the slippage of the lap band. So
okay,
the gallbladder is intact, but it was just a little sludgy and grainy, no identifiable gallstones.
Yeah, I mean, in that case, I'm with you. In that case, you could do the little gallbladder flush, liver gallbladder flush.
Oh, okay.
That's in my book.
All
yeah,
right.
there wouldn't be a problem with that at all. And there was no stones detected when they checked it. There were no stones,
no.
Just a little sludge, right?
No. Right.
A little grainy. Yeah. Yeah, you could, I mean, there's no problem with that at all. It's just doing the apple juice and the water and then doing the 4 ounces of freshly squeezed lemon juice and 4 ounces of extra virgin olive oil on the third night, 2 hours before bed. Yeah, there should be no issue with that at all, you know, provided everybody's, you know, on board for that. But now the slippage of the lap band, let's back up to that for a second, because I want to, let me tell you one more thing. For the gallbladder, she can take taurine and glycine. If she ever gets any kind of feeling in the gallbladder, like it's not working, she's got little aches and pains, whatever, the taurine and the glycine together with a meal helps produce more bile salt, which will help break down the fat and the protein, which will ease up the gallbladder, and everybody should be happy. Now, going back to the lap band and the slippage of it, the surgeon said they've never seen that. Well, what did he propose? What did he want to do? Did he give you any options? Talk to me about what was said.
Well, basically, as far as the lap band, I was concerned that there may be actual erosion of the lap band at the original site, but
right.
it had actually slipped, you know, over across, you know, all the way to the distal portion of the stomach. You know, it is not that uncommon for lap bands to slip, but this slippage was all throughout the full stomach to the distal part of the stomach, and
that's
so he
incredible.
Replaced it and set it. And my question is, there's no fluid in it. You know, they use a saline solution to tighten up the band or loosen it up. And my question is when do you think any saline should be put in there to tighten up that band to help with what it's supposed to do.
Well, did he leave it, though? It's back around. He's fixed it, right? He's corrected it.
Right. He's corrected it. He was able to use the original lap band that was intact.
Well, at the point with the saline to go in there, I mean, I'm not sure. You would want to leave it where it is. Is that what you're saying? So I'm trying to make sure. I'm trying to track with you here. Because if he's got it set right now, you don't want to touch it. You want to leave it.
Oh, no. It can stay there. My question is, my wife, she'll probably want it to be tightened up when she starts gaining 10 or 15 pounds rather than lifestyle changes.
I got it. Now I got it.
And my thought is, maybe don't do anything to the lap band. Don't put any saline in there to tighten up that lap band and use it the way it's supposed to until maybe she starts gaining some weight, and then maybe go in and have it adjusted.
Well, don't let her gain any weight. I mean, have her. The thing is,
right.
how is? I mean, she's obviously had the procedure, but through that, and this is. I'm sure they had the counseling with you before they did the surgery, which is very common, about making new lifestyle changes. In the way that
exactly.
She eats and following, that has to happen because you
right.
can't, just like with the lap band, just like you can't depend on that, just like you can't depend on medicine to fix everything in your body. You got to be willing to make the change on your own. And she's got to be willing to make these new lifestyle changes, which, eating properly and that sort of thing. So if she doesn't have a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health, I would encourage her to get a copy of that and follow the principles that are in there. I think it'll be a real blessing to her because it will motivate her, to encourage her, and it'll give her a roadmap and a plan and help her to realize that it's not the hardest thing in the world. She's already had the toughest part done, which is the surgery. She just needs to follow up along with good lifestyle choices. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. I'm Dr. Asa, your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our community.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.